This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks, four new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said that at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. The projects cover sectors like oil and gas, power, railways, roads. Mr. Modi said that today he will be addressing a rally in Durgapur. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month. On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russian crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Vartha 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from wherever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities but also extended to remote areas of the country. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
Hum logon ne tay kiya hai ki har vyakti ka 30 saal ki umar mein uska dental checkup, mental checkup, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ हमारा डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा। तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है। मैं यहाँ ये भी बताना चाहता हूँ कि मेडिकल इनोवेशंस का हम किस तरीके से उपयोग कर रहे हैं। हम लोगों ने एवरी आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर को टेली कंसल्टेंसी से जोड़ दिया।
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal interacted with heads of the commercial wings posted in 74 Indian missions abroad across 61 countries through video conference to review and strengthen India's global trade and commercial engagement strategy. On Wednesday, during the meeting, key Indian missions made detailed presentations on trade promotion activities, challenges in market access and sectoral insights. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the minister acknowledged the missions as the first point of contact for India's commercial and economic diplomacy. India has achieved a significant milestone by successfully destroying two aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime, which is the upgraded variant of Akash weapon system for the Indian Army. The weapon system is customized to operate in altitude and above 4,500 meters and has latest upgrades including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. Army Air Defense and DRDO in conjunction with defense PSUs have successfully validated the indigenously designed and developed Akash Prime weapon system. Ministry of Defense has said that short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 were successfully test-fired from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. The ministry added that the launches validated all operational and technical parameters. These tests were conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the Polyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary. The Indian wrestler produced a clinical performance in the final to beat four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh of Azerbaijan 5-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.